Finnish composer Jean Sibelius was so revered in his homeland that the government commissioned him to write a symphony as part of a national celebration of his 50th birthday. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more on what's become one of the composer's most famous works.
Sibelius wrote his Fifth Symphony during the tumultuous years of World War I, a time when he was also undergoing multiple surgeries for throat cancer. What's more, writing this symphony was a momentous musical undertaking, says Philadelphia Orchestra music director Yannick Nezet-Séguin.
Here we have a Finnish composer taking a word which is by definition very much associated with Germanic repertoire, symphony, and the fifth, arguably since Beethoven being a symbolic one, and using songs which are on one hand originating from the folklore and by the end becoming something very large, as if masses of people would be united in the same song.
Sibelius, says Yannick, created a new way of thinking about the form.
Music lovers recognize very often the very last few bars of the symphony, which are the most unusual ones because they are big chords from the full orchestra, separated by huge pauses. And this is the most unsettling, fascinating, uplifting writing.
In 1915, Sibelius conducted the first version of his Fifth Symphony. A year later, he led a second version, and in 1919, he conducted the final version we know today.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.